FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Good morning. Happy Election Tuesday. It's going to be cloudy this morning, becoming sunny throughout the day, breezy with a high of 72. Tonight, we'll see clear skies, a low of 39, and tomorrow for Winning Wednesday, looking mostly sunny with a high of 56. It's a little foggy out on the roads. Please be careful. It's currently 51 in Lancaster.
Our very special guest this morning, the director of Life Cycles, Lee DeReamer. Lee, good morning again.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. Tell us about Life Cycles.
Thanks. Well, Life Cycles is finishing up its ninth year. We our mission is to build young men and women of character in a Christ-centered bicycle touring adventure experience. Our key verse is Jeremiah 29:11. People are familiar with it. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And I think with all the moving parts in today's world, something like that teens and adults can focus on and give them hope is really valuable, and we try to leverage that.
So the kids are riding bike throughout the week with teams, and then in the summer months they're going on bigger rides.
That's right, and they grow, and we watch them build upon their previous lessons spiritually, physically, mentally, through the mentoring and the physical challenges, the goal setting, a positive environment. It's just great to watch.
And your latest newsletter celebrates some of your graduates. Where do they go after Life Cycles?
You know, it's one of the greatest blessings is watching demonstrating year and year after year that these young folks, age 12 to 18, they do get through these years. They do grow. They do complete this experience. They graduate high school, and we celebrate with the families as they go off and do really interesting things. We love to celebrate their choices. We've got a young man at the Montana Wilderness School of the Bible right now. We have a young fellow here locally at Stevens Tech studying architecture. There's a fellow who took 2 years off after 6 years in the program, took 2 years off after high school to earn money, and is now starting his studies at Lancaster Bible College. A young lady is in a 9-month West Virginia program of One Life. We got a boy starting a 6-year doctorate program in physical therapy at Alvernia.
Wow.
There's a guy here who's in the East Pete Fire Police. There's a fellow who's just started as a carpentry apprentice. There's a boy, a young man now, who's married and attending church with her at their new church home out in Eastern Oregon, where he's opened up a business as a farrier. He shoes horses for ranches in Eastern Oregon. It's just beautiful to see all these. And, you know, there are two graduates in Messiah's engineering program, and we've seen adoptions formalized in court, and we've seen baptism and decisions for Christ. And, you know, the blessing isn't something specific. It is the general idea of what having the privilege to have a front row seat and watch young people grow into adulthood as young men and women of character.
You guys have been doing this for 9 years, almost 10 years now. What was that initial idea? What made you think riding bikes is a way to reach people and to disciple people?
We wanted to help teens and families deal with the challenges of growing up in this century. What I often will say in a shorter version of a longer conversation is, you know what? I finally got tired of watching people get picked off by the culture. Mm. Well, there's a lot of different ways to deal with this. And you know, from ministries around Lancaster County and beyond, you can do this in 100 different ways. We chose bicycling because it suited me. Sorry to sound selfish, but I knew from experience that getting out in fresh air, challenging yourself, not necessarily beating up your body, but being in creation and learning to go farther and farther develops independence, goal settings, and growth. And you can do this spiritually with the curriculum that we have, with the mentors that want to call you up to become the man or the woman God created you to be.
How can folks best pray for what you guys are doing with Life Cycles?
We really welcome people's prayers for safety, for God's guidance as we set out our plan for 2024 in our 10th season, for the boys and girls as they navigate school, navigate the social scene, navigate the various entertainment challenges and opportunities, that they would just grow spiritually, seek the truth, find the truth, and know God's love for them.
If folks are interested in getting involved, getting their kids involved, or sponsoring what you guys are doing, because you make it free to all your folks who are involved, how can they best do that?
Thanks. I really do love to point out that everything has always been free for every boy and girl. Even a week-long summer challenge ride, they don't pay a penny. Folks can find out more information by giving me a call at 717-586-2511, or they can learn a lot, including donating online at the Life Cycles website, www.lifecyclesteam.org, and they can take it from there, and they can reach us through that website if they have questions too.
Lee, we always love having you stop by. Thank you for bringing your life cycles and the testimonies and finding out about how some of your graduates are now moving on from what you guys do. It's awesome to celebrate that.
Thanks, Fred. It's a joy to be here, and those stories really do matter.
Yeah, they definitely do. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Back to the music we go with Sarah Reeves on WJTL. Good morning.